This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from James, chapters 1 through 5, Leroy explores the perfect law of liberty and the freedom it gives you and me. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Whenever I'm driving an automobile and I see a highway patrolman or a policeman, I slow down. It's an automatic reaction. I may be going 20 miles an hour under the speed limit, but the sight of a cop always causes me to touch the brakes and make a quick mental inventory of any laws I might be breaking. This is a strange reaction because I'm a very cautious driver. I haven't had a traffic ticket in years. In fact, my kids call me the world's greatest yielder. But nevertheless, the sight of a police car reminds me of laws I might be breaking, and it makes me nervous. Now, with that in mind, take a close look at James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. Do not merely listen to the word. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do it is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law of liberty and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. Did you notice what James called the Bible in this passage? He calls it the perfect law of liberty. Now, most people do not associate law with liberty. They associate law with restrictions, just like I still do when I see a police car. But James knew nothing of restrictions. He had found freedom in the Word of God. As I reflect on my own life, I can testify this is true for me as well. Before I became a Christian, I thought I was free to run my own life, but I found that I was a slave to my sin. Christ liberated me from my self-made prison. In this passage from James, God promises a life of freedom and blessing to the person who looks into the Bible in a special way. The person who glances at the Bible quickly, occasionally, and flippantly is not the one who profits. It's the person who reads the Word carefully and obeys it wholeheartedly. When we stop, look, listen, and obey, we find freedom in the perfect law of liberty. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
As a part of our broadcast ministry, we'd like to send you the Navigator's Daily Walk, a free daily devotional guide that will help you gain the most from your Bible reading. Write today, and we'll send you the January edition, so you're ready for the new year. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, how to develop a spiritual appetite on Daily Discipleship.